This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Would Baker have won yesterday for the LA Rams? If he had that football team, would Baker have won? I say yes.
Well, I asked the question before, and so this is what's going to happen. You lose a playoff game. This is why, you know, next year, I think this speaks to kind of what you were talking about being a marquee game, you know, everyone's going to watch.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody's down on Deshaun Watson because he played bad in a playoff game, even though he has been great for 2 years.
And well, now everybody's down on Sean McVay.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
So, obviously, Jared Goff is really good. I was more impressed by what Baker Mayfield did this year than anything I've seen out of Goff. But Goff's numbers are terrific. They've been really good. He had a bad game yesterday. Now, did he have a bad game yesterday? Was the moment too big for him? Is that an indictment of him going forward, or can it be a situation where, hey, he just had a bad game, and next year, if the Rams are in the Super Bowl, he'll be ready?
I get some things wrong. It might be what you're saying. I get some things wrong, and I'm more than willing to admit when I get it wrong. But when I'm right, I would like to be right, and I was right about it yesterday. I question whether or not he would be able to see, read, direct what is going to change for him with that defense when he takes on the Patriots. Because when you're telling me that you are so deliberate and talking to him right up until that switch goes off, and that he does very little at the line, you're taking away some of your offense. That's what makes quarterbacks so important, because you need to diagnose pre-snap, and you need to recognize pre-snap when to be and when to get out of certain situations, when to see and read and get those tendencies and get the hell out of it if you know what's coming to you. And if Jared Goff's not able to do that, which it didn't look like he was able to do yesterday, that's a big problem. That means that Jared Goff isn't as good as what people want to make him out to be, and Sean McVay's even better than what some people want to make him out to be. And I think if that was Baker Mayfield yesterday, even now as a rookie, I think Baker Mayfield would have won that game. These games are not too big for Baker Mayfield. If he were playing with the Rams, because you still need some help with this team, and hopefully we won't get it this year. If he were playing with that Rams team yesterday, I think the Rams are world champions. Yes.
Would Baker even be allowed to make those decisions like we saw him do in Denver down on the goal line? I mean, we've heard so many times, Freddie Kitchens goes to Baker and says, what do you like to do?
Boy, that's here, a hell of a question.
I mean,
it's what we're asking.
Sean McVay
McVay's
is telling
too rigid.
Him, McVay's telling him 14 seconds before the snap, hey, this is where you're going to look
right here.
Don't you
trust your guy? Don't you trust your
guy? Coaches coach differently, though.
That's a good point. He might be a control freak. Most coaches are. But if you have a franchise quarterback, you have to at some point trust that guy. And isn't it easier for you as a coach to have a guy that you trust that can diagnose that? And you brought up the best example possible. Thank you. That Denver change that people made a big deal about because it was worth making a big deal about, that's the type of thing that I don't think Jared Goff's capable of. I think Baker was able to do it. I think Baker would have won.
You know, they have a different system. You're right, Owen. Coaches totally coach differently. Let me ask you. I mean, should we be heaping any of the criticism at all on Todd Gurley, who was essentially a disappearing act yesterday?
Yes, there should be a little bit of that. What, 10 like carries, 35 yards? And that's part of usage?
How about, could Chubb have outplayed Gurley? I mean, maybe we're just trying to make ourselves feel better.
Maybe we are.
Today, but...
In the overall thought of it, Browns ain't that far away. They're 20-1 favorite, or 21 odds right now, 20-1, the first odds that were put out. Right after the Super Bowl, they have 20-1 odds. What I read on WKYC.com back on Saturday, they have better odds than 17 teams going in. That's some good stuff from what we've read. You can do Super Bowl, Super Browns, hell yeah, in your car if you want to right now. So they're not that far off, but if we're talking about them with a Super Bowl caliber football team, which we are, the Rams are in the Super Bowl, they're a Super Bowl caliber football team. I think Baker Mayfield makes better use. I think he gives him a better chance. I think he would have won that game. I'm not sold on Jared Goff for all these reasons.
Well, when you say sold, I think he's good. You don't think he's good?
I think he has natural talent, but I'm not getting any good, and hopefully this changes, by the way. I'm not saying that this is sold and I'll never budge on this. I hope it changes. I like good quarterbacking in the NFL. I've not seen anything that tells me that he's going to be able to change and be able to read and be able to see what needs to be seen at a line of scrimmage. I've already seen that with Baker Mayfield. Hell, you know what? I've already seen that with Josh Rosen.
I mean, 60 touchdowns, 19 interceptions in 2 years.
And he's been fantastic.
And a lot of
wins.
He's
been absolutely fantastic. But this might be, we've always argued the Belichick-Brady thing, this could be the ultimate argument for the coach, where Sean McVay comes in, changes that perception there, uses him that closely, keeps him that closely, and it's, again, that deliberate. And how he gives those signals and how he gives those instructions to Jared Goff, that's a lot. At some point, your quarterback needs to rise up and overcome over that. So if he's not able to do that, I question you. To be able to do it at that level, it's still good, but can you get over the hump? Because Tom Brady can. That's what's made Tom Brady great, and some of the other greats can. And I think that's part of the reason why Baker Mayfield will be great. Well, he can see that stuff.
We are all hoping and kind of banking on the fact that we think Baker Mayfield is going to be better at the end than Jared Goff. And I guess the question we're asking is he better right now than Jared Goff?
216-578-0092. I have no problem saying yes to that. We'll see where the people stand on that. And also, hey, I'm saying a lot of great things. I still don't want to play on that kickoff Thursday. It's Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima, live on The Fan.
The Cleveland Browns is in y'all's back right now. We are on our way. But the big reason is that damn Baker Mayfield. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's my man right there. I love everything about Baker Mayfield. I like the fact that he danced, he got attitude, got swagger, and he got two black names. Baker Mayfield. That's Nita Baker's nephew and Curtis Mayfield's pale cousin. Baker Mayfield.
As Steve Harvey on CBS back on Saturday.
You know, I'm with you. You lose me on the racial humor. I just am not, in this day and age, I can't laugh at any of that.
All right.
In fact,
would you find it funny if it was reversed?
You know what, guys? No, I'd like to apologize to people going to school or going to work today that we subjected you to that kind of coarse humor.
I dropped coffee all over myself.
And Kenny dropped coffee all over himself.
You love it when I spill coffee.
Here's why I got to laugh, because you actually have to go somewhere after this.
I got a doctor's appointment after this, and I spilled it in a spot where it looks like pee. It looks like I've wet myself.
Yeah, it'll dry like pee. So it'll look bad.
No, it'll be brown. It'll be that dark color because it'll be askew because of coffee.
No, thank
God. Thank God, Peter McNeely.
We're going to play.
I don't have time. There's no time. I don't have time to do it.
You guys are going to be sick of that clip in no time. You're going to love that one. So are you going to do a preemptive strike when you walk in there?
Hey, guys,
here you go.
I'm telling everybody I find that
this doesn't look bad, right?
Tie your coat around your waist.
It's going to be 58. I was in a hurry when I left today. I didn't even wear a coat. So I don't even have a coat to cover this up. And usually, I have an extra shirt. I have no extra shirts in the truck.
Put a trapper keeper in
this
front of it or something?
Just awful.
Run interference, create a diversion.
What you need to do is, once you get into the doctor's office, you need to just grab some water or whatever and spill it out. You'd be like, look what I just did.
Clumsy me.
I just did this.
Oh, and this isn't middle school anymore with
You're
the trapper keeper.
You're not going to just put a trapper keeper in front of it?
That was to cover up other things, sir.
Mine was for coffee. I don't know what you're talking
about.
Yeah,
that's what I drank in middle school. This is bad. This is real bad.
I don't know how you recover from this, because you're going to have to explain it to every person you walk by, or you're just going to have to accept their judgment.
Should I wear a sign around my neck that says I spilled coffee on myself?
No, don't ask. It's coffee.
Bad.
It ain't good. You're saying that just so
I can't
walk around with some silly confidence.
Wall over here. Anything. I can't see anything behind this wall.
This whole situation sucks.
This is a day ruiner.
It ain't good. 216-578-0092. All right, back to business. I think, or you say, now you broke it down to what? Jared Goff or Baker Mayfield?
Well, yeah,
I just
brought up, does Baker Mayfield win that game? And I saw people saying,
I think Baker wins it.
People said Nick Foles would have won that game. People were saying Bulger would have won that game.
Wait, Mark Bulger?
Yeah, Mark Bulger. I mean, that was not pretty yesterday. Was that a choke job, or is he just not up for the moment?
I need a quarterback.
I've seen him play well. I know he's capable of playing really well.
He has played well, but you understand what I'm saying here, is that for Sean McVay, he can't do everything for you. He can't throw it. So if they make where their problem is they are very, very good at execution, and he's a good game planner and a good schemer. Maybe he should have used Todd Gurley more. Maybe he should have used him more because he's very good at getting him out in the open even when they load up the box. What the problem is, and I brought this up on Sunday morning, and I brought it up with you last week, is that with that defense, you're going to see some wrinkles that you have not seen in your career. 2 weeks to prepare for that. Jared Goff's going to see some things that he didn't see, and he saw some things that he didn't see. He can't change it.
That's pretty sad. If that's the case, they're going to be very limited.
He can probably do it to a certain degree, but that's exactly what it is. It's limited. So I have to have a quarterback who can diagnose that, Anthony. And if he can't diagnose that, they went very far. They could have won a Super Bowl that way. So let's not act like he sucks all of a sudden. I'm not saying that. I'm saying, though, that I think right now, based on what I've seen out of not even a full season of Baker Mayfield, Baker Mayfield has a brighter future than Jared Goff.
You know,
that's a guy who played the Super Bowl last night.
For the ceiling, I would agree with you, actually. I just don't know, you know, but Baker's 23, Jared Goff's 24. I can't kill Jared Goff for having a bad game. I can't kill him and
I'm not saying he's the worst. I'm not saying he's garbage. I'm not saying that he's going to end up being terrible. I'm not pointing that out. What I'm saying is I think Baker Mayfield's going to be better than him. That's what I'm saying. Does that make sense to you based on what I pointed out?
Now, Jared's,
Owen brought up the scenario with what happened 6'4", in Denver.
He's mobile. He's
perfect, by the way, Owen. Nice job.
I don't know that we can say just because of that he's not going to get better. He can't expect him to get better. I do think it's limited. If it really is that, if it really is he can't change things, the line of scrimmage, he does have to have his coach, you know, in his headset at all times. Well, yeah, then I got to say you'd be kind of limited, but I'm just not ruling out that he can get a lot better.
216-578-0092. Tim, the Browns back here. You're next up on the Fan.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning, Tim.
Hey, you need to get a pot of coffee, man, and dunk your pants in the whole pot of coffee and just make them a new color. You make them Cleveland Brown brown. Okay. Play the Twilight Zone music.
He knows!
Yeah, he said Twilight Zone.
I don't know why he said Twilight Zone. Twilight I don't know what
that's
he was
a good
saying.
Suggestion, Tim.
But that's a pretty good suggestion.
There's other shows that do that.
That wasn't that bad of a joke.
It wasn't
honestly
as bad as I thought it was going to be.
It wasn't that bad. Dunk your whole pants in the coffee.
We did make him sweat it out a little bit.
Yeah. Thank you, Tim. Rob in Akron. Rob, you're next up on the Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, guys? How are you?
Hello.
We're doing horrible. Rob, thanks for asking.
The whole coffee thing in the last caller, I got no comment on that. But here's what I do have.
All right.
Baker and Goff. You know, I think that was a very big stage for either of those guys, both Mayfield and Goff. Both of them, it would have been their first time playing in the Super Bowl. But probably more importantly is the fact that you guys are trying to predict the forecast in terms of who's going to be better. I definitely think Baker's going to be better, but as far as last night, neither of them are ready for that game last night, and neither of them are ready for Brady and Belichick.
Wait a minute, why not? Why not? Why not?
Well, because it's a big stage. I mean, you only get 2 weeks. One of you guys just mentioned that. You only get 2 weeks to prepare. I just think it's a big stage, and I just think that those guys probably still have some milk on their breath in terms of being too young as a quarterback.
Well, yeah, that's a possibility, but I think you had a good defense that was showing up last night as well. I think that Baker Mayfield would have given a better shot. In fact, I think Baker Mayfield, I don't think that he would have thrown that interception the way maybe he might have. But I don't think he would have thrown, I think he would have given them a better shot to win that football game. And if that's the case, it was such a tight game. I mean, we're talking, what, 13-3?
Yeah.
And for most of it, 10-3. I think that I'd take Baker Mayfield to win that game over Jared Goff.
Okay. Well, and then I'll change gears just a tad bit. I think the game was a little too big for McVay as well. I think he mismanaged his timeout right there before halftime. I think that was crucial. Hell, he went into halftime with two timeouts under his belt. Why would you do that? And he was on offense.
He really put a lot on himself, Rob. He did, and he admitted that in the post game. And thank you very much,
Ken. Did you like that he was so outspoken after the game about what a bad job he did? Do you think that's just lip service? Is that him? I mean, I have heard him do that before.
All right. Well, you know, he spoke about it yesterday. I still think, though, that for what he did, some people were a little bit worried. I don't know what else he had to do. What could he have done? Could he have given the ball to Todd Gurley more?
They weren't as aggressive as I thought they would be in this game. And that's it's easy to say now.
That comes down to the confidence you might have in your
quarterback.
It
didn't look like he had much at all.
Like, I got Porterhouse over there. Are you two morons really blaming Goff? Yeah, a little bit. Don't call me a moron. You're over here sitting there. Oh, Brandon Cooks dropped a touchdown pass. All right, yeah, Brandon Cooks did drop a touchdown pass. If you can execute more, you give yourself a better chance to win. And if I don't have confidence that that quarterback can't execute, the way that I'm picking that up from Sean McVay here makes me question Jared Goff. But I'm the moron. Go ahead. Here's Sean McVay.
There's really no other way to put it. You know, I'm pretty numb right now, but, you know, definitely I got outcoached, and I didn't do nearly good enough for a football team. You know, the thing that's so tough about all of this is that, you know, the finality to it. You know, usually when you get a chance, if you go through some adversity, you can bounce back right away. This one's going to stick with you and just stings in your gut. And like I said, I'm still kind of numb right now, but I have so much love for these players and these coaches. And that's where, you know, it really, you know, it eats at you because you feel like you didn't do your part to help them.
Man, that great memory of his, I'm wondering if he can remember all 14 first downs that they got yesterday.
Jason in Twinsburg.
Wait, did they have more punts or first downs?
Good morning, fellas. This is Jason in Twinsburg.
Hello, Jason.
Hey, Jason.
Thank you
very
much. You go right on ahead, Jason.
Glad to meet you.
Yeah, good to see you, Jason.
You're live on the air,
there
Jason.
There it is, Jason. Right, you're on the radio.
Let's get him going.
Go ahead, Jason.
Revving up the engines over here. Here we go.
Here we go.
Let's get a good start. Let's go. All right.
McVay's spot on. He got out coached. Belichick pulled a Jedi mind trick on him. All season long, the Rams got to the line of scrimmage with 20-plus seconds left so McVay could tell the quarterback, you either go with the play or you change to this. Last night, Romo pointed it out. They deliberately got to the line of scrimmage as the communication turned off, not allowing McVay to tell Goff what to do. And it completely threw the Rams totally off. Belichick got in McVay's head. I don't call it out coach, whatever you want. He got in his head, period, point blank, and McVay cost them the Super Bowl.
I don't think that's reckless. I don't think that's reckless. Now, Jason, I think there's a bit of a point there. Yeah, I could see that. Thank you very much for the call, Jason.
I mean, I can't believe that Rams team put up 3 points. 3 points after what we've seen from them all season long.
Could Baker only got you six?
You feel
could
like
Baker
right?
got you 10.
You figure.
I think he could.
Now, again, I will say this. I mean, in two of the tougher games that Baker had, you know, he threw some interceptions he didn't throw against the Cincinnati Bengals of the world. You know, that Texans game, first half, you saw what a veteran defensive coordinator Romeo Crennel did. Obviously,
but we're,
last
game
again, of the year.
I'm saying he's playing with the Rams. So Baker has Aaron Donald and all those guys on his defense. That's what I'm pointing out. So it's not necessarily the Browns versus the Patriots last night. The Browns didn't get to the playoffs. They don't deserve it. We can't have that conversation. Mm-hmm. But if Baker Mayfield were playing with that Rams team, I think Baker Mayfield can already diagnose what's going on pre-snap. You don't disagree with that.
Oh, Baker's
I think
great
there would
at
be
it.
A better level of trust. And then if you're throwing in different wrinkles, if you're throwing in different sets, then you're going to have a better shot to be able to get over that. So, yes, there's certain moments. People are getting this wrong here, and they're taking it moment by moment. Overall, the theory becomes, can a quarterback who is able to do that give you a better shot than Jared Goff? I say yes. Les in Cleveland, you're next up in the Fan. Go ahead.
Good morning. Two things I wanted to say. I think Super Bowl, but I want to tell you what, it's going to force McVay to change some things. It's going to force McVay to have Goff be a little bit more independent.
I'm sorry, Les.
I can't do it. Not today. Not today.
I'm sure you were going to make a good point, but your connection was just hellish, and I apologize.
And, you know, everyone suffers then.
We all suffer, and that's the problem. 216-578-0092. I don't think I'm wrong. I love how you're kind of agreeing with me. You're sitting there going, I don't want to do Homer
to
radio.
Jump. I'm trying
but
not
here
to.
Here you are. Here you are on my side.
The 3 points sticks out at me. The scoring 3 points.
That is
points.
Egregious. Okay, think about this. Say the Browns make a run next year. They get to the Super Bowl. They get the Super Bowl 54. They put up 3 points and a 13-3 loss. How are you feeling about that?
Oh.
Blows my theory out of the water, certainly does. I think they'd score more than 3 points against those New England Patriots. I think the Browns, it's not fair. They didn't deserve it. They didn't go. You're playing against the Patriots. It's AFC. Don't take me quite literally here. The Browns put up more than 3 points against that team with Baker? Do they?
I feel like you might not only Baker, you can make a pretty good case that you'd rather have Chubb than what you saw last night out of Gurley.
Here we are.
I don't want to get too crazy.
Here we are.
I am getting crazy, aren't I?
A little bit. Because you still got to scheme them up. That might have been part of the reason why Sean McVay was so upset about it yesterday. Is that you have Todd Gurley, you're only using him 10 times. You go back to the game that happened against the Saints.
35 yards.
Yeah, you go back to the Saints game where they barely used him at all.
And one catch out of the backfield for Todd Gurley.
216-578-0092. Let me get to Jason in a car. You're next up on the Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Ken.
Jason, hello.
Nah, not a whole lot. Let's turn the whole show into WWBD. What would Baker do? Hey, you guys have a good day.
All right.
Okay.
I think he was trying to get the silent game.
Oh, you think he was asking for it?
I think he was asking.
We can't have callers begging for the silent treatment because that'll ruin it.
No, because you'll do it on purpose, and that's not any good. I kind of feel bad about it.
In the defense of he was asking for it, not a good one.
I love how you've come to my side about this. This is fantastic.
When we talk about ceiling, and I'll admit, I was worried about Baker's ceiling coming out of college. Some of it his size. Some of it I didn't know what part of his game was going to translate. Well, turns out all of it does, and he is so darn accurate. That's why I can't see them not getting first down.
This is what Sean McVay was saying yesterday, Anthony. Think about this. You have 10 carries. You just mentioned the Todd Gurley thing. You had 10 carries with Todd Gurley for what, 35 yards? So you don't even get him into a rhythm there. You can't even get him into a good lather. Then I'm questioning whether or not, you heard me, I'm questioning whether or not Jared Goff has the true ability to be able to diagnose pre-snap, being able to change things at the line and move his offense forward the best way he can. So those are two things that go against you there. I wonder if Sean McVay recognizes that and he feels that he left things out on the table because it can't be an either or. So I'm putting a little bit more on Goff, which I should. He's supposed to be the franchise quarterback. But for McVay, if Sean McVay knows that his quarterback lacks in that area, then you better do something else to help him out and to give him something to work with. And Todd Gurley, even if he's on the field as a decoy, now I don't know the usage of him yet. I don't know the play, the play number. Owen could probably look that up pretty quick. I know he's extremely busy over there. Maybe there was something in there, but I need to see how many times Todd Gurley was actually on the field for the amount of plays that they were in to see if I can make a true assessment of that. Because then maybe he was used as a bit of a decoy.
Now there at times you'll see some trolls on social media and they'll tell you, well, who did Baker beat? Who did he beat? What big games did he win? I will say the Denver Bronco game going to Mile High I thought was good. Now the Broncos were great.
But again, I'm using Baker with the Rams.
Yeah.
I think Baker with the LA Rams, if he were in a Rams uniform last night, he'd have already won big games, absolutely would have won big games, and I think he would have given him a better shot to win that game yesterday. It scares me. I know that Jared Goff has unreal stats, and he can throw the ball a mile long. He's very talented. But it makes me worried that they need to coddle him that much in his third season. And that does mean that is a huge feather in the cap for Sean McVay, by the way. If you're able to do that, because most guys, most coaches, they can't do that. They can't do that. They will try to give that leeway to a quarterback because they believe a quarterback should have that leeway, and they will fail because of it. And that quarterback will fail because of it. So I'll give Sean McVay that credit in that aspect. He might have failed him yesterday in the biggest stage. In his eyes, he might have done it. But if you're getting to that big stage, and this is just bubbling to the surface here against the Patriots of all teams, which are as good as anybody, especially with some of the defensive schemes, Belichick, Flores, the whole thing, I think that changes the way I look at Sean McVay, even in a loss.
Do you think there's a chance that we are a little going overboard when it comes to Baker? Like, we're acting like
there's always a chance. Yes.
I mean, he hasn't played a playoff game yet.
I was getting screamed at you earlier today because I don't want them to play on that Thursday night kickoff game, and there's a possibility that they will against the Patriots. So, yes, there's definitely we can go overboard on this, which is something we'll get to again a little bit later on. But right now, we got people in on this. We'll get to you about this. 216-578-0092. It's Ken Carmen and Anthony Lyman, live on the Fan. I just point out, listen, I still think he's one of the greatest athletes of all time. Folks,
what, Brian?
I was driving
about
on Friday.
Jackson again?
I was on my way to the IX Center on Friday, and I swear to God, I was at the Lorraine Road on-ramp to get on 480, and I went, I can't bleep and believe I said Bo Jackson was better than Tom Brady. I'm about to call the station and issue a statement.
I swear to God, folks, I apologize. We've already had to hire a PR firm to clean up this damage done.
I couldn't believe it. Oh, my God.
There it is.
I said that, and I'm...
That's not even one of Kenny Kidd's great edits.
No, that was dead on. I apologize to all you folks out there. Because it was stupid. It was a stupid thing to say. I meant what I say about Jim Brown. As far as overall football player, to impact the game, that type of thing. Jim Brown, Lawrence Taylor, Walter Payton, Jerry Rice is in the mix. So I'd probably put Tom Brady ahead. Okay? Is that fair? But the Bo Jackson thing,
I think,
I'm digging my heels in and getting into it with you over it. Oh my God, you have no idea about Bo Jackson.
Wait, I don't know if that's the best part of it. I think you were
Kenny,
I think you were pretty close to just going ahead and saying Josh Gordon was the best player in NFL history.
I said, hold on.
You were on the verge of that.
I said, that's not what I said.
We got in the way to make sure you didn't do anything to damage, you know, your overall credibility.
I pointed out he could be. He could have been the greatest wide receiver ever. Could have been the greatest wide receiver ever. Obviously not there. It's amazing. The Pons for You is saying, when are you guys going to learn to not disagree with Kenny? He's never wrong and you are never right. I am sitting here telling you I was wrong.
Well,
during a statement when I said I was wrong, and I'm sorry.
No, the station made you issue a retraction. I mean, are we going to be honest here? They made you because they were worried. I was fielding calls. We didn't know
what
we were going
to
do.
We
had to get into the bunker and try to figure out damage control.
I got to give some away here. Is this it? Oh, I'm sorry, you guys. Call right, 216-578-0090. You're going to win a 4-pack of passes to the Cleveland Golf and Travel Show. I think I'm going to this tone. February 15th through the 17th at the IX Center. More information, visit them at clevelandgolfandtravelshow.com. It's the Cleveland Golf and Travel Show from Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan. Call right, 216-578-0090. Yeah, for everybody out there, I recognize sometimes when I say something stupid that was egregiously stupid, I take personal responsibility for it. I am sorry. I got a little bit worked up, got a little bit worked into the shoot, and so I said guys who were legitimately better as overall football players, and then for whatever reason, I decided to throw in Bo Jackson and make that the crux of the argument.
Sounded good at the time?
It did. I thought I was saying something pretty good. And I said something stupid. Well, I apologize, Cleveland. I let you down.
When your research consists of Madden and Tecmo Bowl, that's the result you're going to get.
It's not that bad a research. I've seen people do worse. People used to give us calls about Cody Kessler because of Pro Football Focus, so don't start making fun of me. We ready to go back to him? Would Baker Mayfield have won that game for the Rams yesterday?
You know what? We're getting killed. Keith is killing us.
Why?
He cannot believe that we are allowing one bad game.
Keith's face looks like a pig, so I can't take him seriously.
We're back to that again?
Which is also what I said during the Bo Jackson argument yesterday. Why? What do you mean? I'm sorry. That means Sean McVay's a hell of a coach. I don't know if anybody got that. I don't think I'm breaking any new ground there. I think it makes Sean McVay look even better.
Because of what he's
done. Could Baker Mayfield have won that game?
Well, what are Goff's limitations? What do you really think his limitations are?
I know
he looked bad last night.
From what
night.
It looks like. I think he can throw it a mile, and he certainly has accuracy and all that stuff. But, boy, when you start to throw some different coverages at him, he seems to have a bit of a problem. Does he not? Okay, Dave in Euclid. Dave, you're next up on the Fan. Hello, Dave.
Okay. You know, I just think we're being unfair to really go in this hard on Goff. Look at this. You guys got a good memory. Let's go back around a month. We had one Super Bowl drive with Mayfield. Drive meaning this was for the city. We needed to win this game just for our reputation. Baker couldn't get it done against Baltimore. Now this guy Goff is basically having a whole game of Super Bowl drives. So the pressure is totally different. So to think that this kid Mayfield is in the same category as him, just like McVay isn't in the same category as Belichick, is coaching. That makes a huge difference. So Goff had a good game. McVay coached a good game. They just both got out coached. That's all.
All right, Dave, thank you very much for the call.
You know, he was going up against
Belichick.
Simplified
it down to there.
He was going up against a Belichick defense, and obviously Flores is the guy that's getting the job with the Miami Dolphins. Now, Foles went up against him last year and didn't seem to be a problem for him at all.
But you have to at some point. Sean McVay's putting it all on himself, and he probably should. It's probably the best way to do it because he's got a good football team, and they'll have a shot at it again next year. He's putting it on himself. But if I have to scheme up, I mean, up to the 15 seconds and you can't make up your mind there, you can't see these things, that's, I'm sorry, that's on a quarterback. That's on that guy. And I would be able, I told you earlier, and again, we're throwing out crazy names. I saw Josh Rosen do that in games to be able to go up to the line and go, this doesn't look good with a terrible team. And he didn't even look that good this year. And he was able to go, ugh, this, no, we got to get out of this. Like, he was able to do that. You don't really see that with Jared Goff, do you? No, you don't. And I think Baker Mayfield, with the Rams, not the Browns last night, with the Rams, would have won that game.
What would Jared Goff have done this year with the Browns?
You're agreeing with me, Bob.
I'm close.
You know what?
What would Jared Goff have done with the Browns
with
this year?
With that coaching staff at the beginning of the year, I tremble to think about it. Is that wrong? Is that wrong?
Man, so you really don't you really think Baker's way better than him?
I think Baker is better. I think Jared Goff might be slow to it. Maybe he'll get it. I'm not saying it's impossible, but I think Baker Mayfield can already break down a coverage and break down pre-snap better than what Jared Goff can do right now. Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
216-578-0092. I want to get back to the phones when we get back because I don't want to shortchange anybody. We got to get to the break. Also, we got to go over the halftime show. It was just awful. And there's been a long-standing band that people have wanted to play halftime for a long time. And if you're going to put that garbage out last night, then you better put this band in at some point at halftime. And they were in Cleveland over the weekend. That coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. It's Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima, live on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.